Yeah.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir, now are you at least 18 years of age?
Yep.
All right, sir, and what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
I don't even know. Biggest issue facing Minnesota. It's a good question.
Is there anything that you can, anything that you can come out
that's
that you think
that's
is, you know,
yeah, that's
an issue?
Juvenile crime. How about that?
Okay, well, so it would be crime and maybe in drugs?
No, just juvenile crime,
okay.
Crime committed by juveniles.
Okay, put that one, all right. All right, so now what is the most important or pressing global environment issue?
Pressing global environment issue. Rob... Probably deforestation.
Okay, it'll be deforestation. Okay. All right. All right, sir, now what is the most important, you know, or present environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Facing Minnesota. That's a good question too. All the things that I haven't thought about, that I haven't don't put thought into. Let me see. Minnesota.
Yeah. Anything that you can come out, you know, come up with that you think is, you know, an issue.
Right. That's what I'm trying to think. Man, the biggest thing in Minnesota. Mining or doing stuff on protected lands.
Okay.
You know, messing
okay.
up protected lands.
All right. All right, so then using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one would be electric utilities. Would you say it would be excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I do not know. I guess I can't give a response.
Okay, no problem, sir. What about agriculture and farming?
As far as environmental impact, you say?
Yes, environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries.
Environmental performance. I'm going to just go with, I don't have a response to that one either. I'm not going to just guess at things.
Okay, what about forest products?
I'm not sure about that one either. That's your idea.
Okay, medical manufacturing.
Medical manufacturing. I have zero, I don't know.
Okay, mining.
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not.
And the last one would be refining.
I again don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem, sir. We'll move.
Not answer for things I don't know about, you know.
Okay, and how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies, you know, and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one would be the U.S. Forest Service. I would just say to do excellent, good, just fair or poor, in your opinion.
I'm going to go with good, I guess.
Good?
Fair, poor.
Okay, what about forest and timber industries?
I'm going to go with four. I don't know. Good.
Poor or just fair?
Yeah, good.
Good. Okay. How about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
Okay. What about county land departments?
County land departments. In all the various counties in Minnesota, you mean?
Yeah, I guess, you know, yes, the county land
department. Or just in the county that I'm in. You mean generally all the counties?
Yes, all counties.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll go with good.
Okay.
Like, I don't
what
know.
About environmental groups?
Environmental groups?
Yes, groups.
So their environmental performance is the question?
This is about how they do, you know, how the agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota.
In managing natural resources. I guess good.
Good. Okay. All right.
Sure.
All right. Okay, and how important do you feel the forest products industry, you know, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important in your opinion?
I'd say it's pretty important. Four or five options?
Very important, somewhat, not too important, or not at all important.
I think very important, realistically.
Very important. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, now, how significant a role do you think that, you know, the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it's very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I think very significant.
Very significant. All right. All right, so each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
In Minnesota alone?
Yes, just in Minnesota.
I'm guessing that I think it's either
the same
or more potentially even, because I think that there are places. I'm going to go with the same amount.
Same one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s, in 1970s? Would you say more, fewer, or about the same?
What stage of tree? Old growth trees?
Yes, the trees they use, you know, to make
that have been around for more than 20 years or something.
Yes, the one they harvest to do all those lumber and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Make ones that are actually big enough. I'm going to say the same. I don't know.
About the same?
Sure.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
With if there's proper replanting and sustainability, sustainable practices being employed.
So, but yes, not, right?
I mean, or, yeah, assuming they're doing the things that they should be doing, which they, the forest people try to do, it seems like,
okay.
As far as I gather.
All right. Okay, sir, now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say it's positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Negative? Okay.
Yep.
All right, sir, and do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without, you know, negatively impacting the environment or not?
I do not know.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm gonna go with I don't know. Yep.
Okay. And do you feel it is acceptable, you know, to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas, you know, or not?
Do I think it's acceptable?
Yes, I think it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas?
Possibly. I don't think it's,
Well, that's not just, you know,
no question.
The way you feel. Yes or no, the way you feel. If it's acceptable.
I think it's too vague of a question, but I'd say if it's their property and it's done in a sustainable manner, then yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Some forest land, you know, is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I'm going to say no, because that's not the sustainable way to do it, I guess.
Okay. All right, sir, no problem. And do you feel that is, you know, it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest to use as, you know, biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, sir, do you feel that it is, you know, appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use of, you know, as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Whole trees as in trees that are big enough to be used for lumber purposes?
Whole trees, yes. To use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest. You know, for the use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Well, that's a weird question,
That's just the way you feel, you know. That's your opinion, sir.
I'm going to not answer. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. We'll move to the next. Okay, sir, and have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, we almost are done with this survey. I really thank you for your time for participating. Okay, we only have a few more minutes to go. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
All right, sir. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and, you know, employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forestry industry to be a major component of Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
What was between significant and fading?
A major component of the Minnesota state economy, or a significant component, and then a minor, and then a fading component.
I'm gonna go with significant.
As significant, okay.
Yep.
Alright, okay, many industries, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty, you know, hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would that be support or oppose, sir?
Support.
Support. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. The state of Wisconsin is, improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million a dollar investment on its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address, forest industry workforce. Workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities of the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Okay, would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Would that be support or oppose?
Support.
Support. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one says creating new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would that be a support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach of, outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Would that be support or oppose?
To push for more diversity. That's the question.
Yes, sir. For more diverse of different traditionally, that outreach to the people not traditionally employed by the forest, industry. To include urban.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Support.
What about work with partners to address, other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues?
Support.
All right, and get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers jobs provide.
Support.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And finally, the last few questions are about you and your household. Okay. What is the highest level education that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, so be a college graduate, right?
Yep.
Okay, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over
65? 35 to 49.
Okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe your community you live in? The large city, suburban, small town, our farm or rural?
Large city.
Large city. All right. Okay, so in your is your annual household income less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or more than $100,000 a year?
The second one.
25 to 49? I mean, to 50?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. All right, so do you consider your political views liberal or progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Real progressive, moderate, conservative. So is liberal between moderate and conservative, or progressive is between liberal and moderate?
Well, it's liberal.
Or are they different things?
Yes, different. Yes, liberal or progressive, and then moderate or and conservative.
I got you. So there are three options. Or are there four options?
Yes. Well, four options, yeah, four.
Four options, yeah, liberal, progressive. In terms of the way politics use these words?
Yes, and you're considering your political views.
Which ultimately is, like, religious views, then I'm liberal. These
okay.
days, that's what that means is religious views, and I'm liberal.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar profession, professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, or business management or administration, or a retired homemaker, student, or not employed?
I guess manufacturer, business owner.
Okay, man.
I don't know. It's not really. It wasn't one of the things, but the manufacturer part is like, I guess.
Okay, manufacturer by itself. You want me to put manufacturing?
Yep, yeah, yeah. No, that's it. That's it, yep.
Okay. All right, manufacturing. Okay, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else, sir?
Male.
All right. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Really thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
For sure.
Thank you for
you
your
too.
Opinion.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thanks. All right.